Remote recording tools. This is the topic for today. I'm Mark from OnPodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 10. Since 2020, almost all interviews have moved online. We used to meet in studios. Now we meet on screens. And the default tool for everyone is Zoom. It's easy. Everyone has it. But for podcasting, Zoom is a disaster. Here is why. Zoom is built for conferencing, not broadcasting. Its main goal is to keep the call connected, even if the internet is bad. So if your Wi-Fi dips for a second, Zoom aggressively compresses the audio. It cuts out the high frequencies and the low frequencies. It makes you sound like a robot underwater. Even if you check the box that says high fidelity audio, you are still recording a signal that has traveled over the internet, gotten crushed, and then saved. If you want professional audio, you need to stop recording the internet call. You need to record the local source. This is called a double ender. In the old days, we had to ask the guest to open a voice recorder on their own desk, record themselves, and email us the file later. It was a nightmare to coordinate. But today, we have tools that do this automatically. Tools like Riverside.fm, Squadcast, or Zencaster. Here is how they work. You and your guest open a browser window. You see each other, you talk. It looks like Zoom, but in the background, the software is recording the audio directly on your guest's computer hard drive. It is not recording the internet stream. It is recording the raw microphone input. Then, while you are talking, it quietly uploads that high-quality file to the cloud. So even if the video freezes or the internet gets glitchy during the call, the final audio file you download is crystal clear. It sounds like they were in the room with you. These tools cost money, usually about $15 or $20 a month. But ask yourself, what is the cost of bad audio? If a listener turns off your show because the guest sounds like they are on a walkie-talkie, you have lost them forever. Upgrade your software. Ditch Zoom for the actual recording. Your listeners will hear the difference immediately. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about the pod fade and the secret to staying consistent. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.